Jesus Christ.
I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This is the 22nd of December. This is the day after the solstice, the day where the days in the northern hemisphere begin to get longer, and a time when the ancients reveled in the fact that the sun was coming back. And in the ancients' time, they were terrified that on an annual basis, the sun would leave them. And they knew if the sun left them, they would be cold, they would die, they would shrivel away. But when the sun came back, and they eventually figured out it was a certain time of the year, they reveled. And you may have seen pictures this morning of people at Stonehenge in England with drums and flutes and having merriment that they were celebrating the return of the sun. We as Christians have an annual time in which we also pray and give thanks for the return of the sun. For the sun for us is Jesus, the light of the world. And the light of the world born again as a child within us on an annual basis. That we understand that God's love is in us and is born as light in us, and that we bear that light. We, each and every one of us, are bearers of light in the darkness of the world. And all that we have around us and supporting this time of celebration is a metaphor which we call Christmas. Now, I know that's a shock for some, that it's metaphor, and we think, oh, it's not really true. There wasn't a babe and an angel and a crib. What is this? Are you a heretic? A metaphor is a story which tells a truth that's greater than we can understand. Remember this. A metaphor is a truth that tells a story, that tells a truth that's greater than we can understand. The Christmas story itself is not real. It is, in fact, a pageant. A pageant which the church came to understand after the fall of the temple in 70 AD about how did this presence of this person, Jesus, still to continue to be so alive with us who follow Jesus. He could not have been born as a normal human being. How did it happen? And so they put together, having read the scriptures, having read their scriptures, which was the Old Testament, the Jewish scripture, and they read this and they said, well, this is how we can explain how this person, Jesus, was born in such a pure way. He was so pure that he was born from a virgin. And this pure person in our midst has so much healing power that we can live and we have a sense of what God wants us to do. And they follow Jesus and Jesus' teachings. And this is how people understood the birth of Jesus for centuries. They would add to it a little bit as time went on, as the church got more sophisticated and also had dealt with a lot of pressure on it through persecution, because people were trying to get rid of these Christians. The Roman Empire was terrified of this Christian movement because they were organized, they were dedicated, to love, they were dedicated to reconciliation, they were dedicated to justice, they were dedicated to healing and care and social outreach for the poor. And it was really the people on the margins, the people who had been ostracized by the society, that this group were coming and embracing and bringing in. And this Jesus who they worshipped terrified the Romans, but the Christian church kept on going, like the ever-ready bunny. No matter what was thrown at its way, it kept going. It only was in the last 300 years that people have literalized the Christmas pageant and said, well, this really happened the way it says in the Bible. And they killed the idea of metaphor, a story that stands for a truth that's hard to perceive. And they killed it and tried to literalize it. But people who are aware and alive and younger today saying, I can't believe that. What's happening? We have a young person here with us today, and I'm glad you're here. It's exciting that you're here. But I'm sure that you and your peers sometimes say, this can't be really true. And if this is not really true, what is this whole God thing about? And I'm saying that God is alive in each and every one of us as a power of love. But the story about it and how it came to be is a story. It's a metaphor that stands for something deeper and more profound. That God is ever expanding, ever alive, and that God is within each and every one of us. And we celebrate that as a light. And that light we celebrate here in the Northern Hemisphere now because the light is coming back. And so Christmas is about the light which is alive in each and every one of us. The power of God. And sometimes in our life journey, that power and that light of God dims as we have life experiences. We have people close to us die. And we say to ourselves, why has God allowed this to happen? I had a fleeting thought of that when a year and a half ago my brother died. He's younger than me. And he shouldn't have had to die. But he died. And others of us have had tragedy in our families. And we say, why did this happen? And that light of God alive in us, it dims because we get angry or sad. And that's a human, natural thing to have happen. But God's light is alive in each and every one of us and in all people, not just Christians. And this time of year, we celebrate that light is alive and coming back. And we hope that it's born again in us at Christmas as a baby is born and it develops within us as the year unfolds. And then we annually redo this again to re-inculcate within us that God is alive, present with us in the world, and that we are the eyes and the ears, the hands and the feet of God in the world. We are called to make the difference. When we stand up and talk about climate change, when we stand up and fight for justice, when we stand up and fight for truth, when there's lots of power around us that wants to negate truth, that's God's love alive in us in the world. And so on this Christmas, and on this day as we are in the fourth Sunday of Advent, the time of waiting, we are reminded again that we are called to be light in the world. It's a challenge for each and every one of us. And so I'm going to invite us to spend a couple of minutes in a meditation right now in ourselves and asking yourself the question, how am I in my life and in my actions, the light of God alive in the world, and how will it come back in this year ahead? How will I be a light in the darkness? May God bless us as we prepare to celebrate the annual birth again within us of Jesus, light of the world. Let us meditate together.